Well, I can answer that. Nothing is. Amen. There are some times that we pray and God don't answer us the way we expect. I will tell you this. God's got something better sometimes than what we ask Him. That's right. We don't know like He knows. We don't know like God knows. He said His ways are past finding out. His thoughts are above our thoughts. We can't think like God. The Bible says we do have the mind of Christ, which spiritual minds. We do have that because of the Holy Ghost, but we don't know. And a lot of times we say, well, wonder why it happened like this. We wonder why this didn't happen. But there's a will of God and a plan for God to do what He set up. And He's going to do that. And He'll help you in it. And He'll bless you in it. And we're already blessed in heavenly places in Christ. We're blessed now. Amen. There's nobody in here who's not been blessed. I thank God for the blessings of God. And I rejoice in it. Amen. Better to me than I ever deserved. I can say that, and I know that's right. God's faithful, and I bless His name for that. And He will do His will. He will. God will do His will. Listen, Jesus taught His own people, His own men to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's going to be done. There's nobody going to stop the will of God. That's just the way it is. You can't, and I can't, and I don't want to. I just want to know what it is and stay in it. Amen. Sometimes to get out of it, I'm really not away from God, but I'm out of the place I need to be. Thank God to get the blessing. Amen. You can miss the blessing. That's right. Amen. You can miss the blessing. Thomas missed the blessing, but after missing the blessing, he got to see it. Amen. And a lot of times, you know, we'll doubt God, not get to see what we, amen. Well, I won't believe not see it. But I'm telling you this, brother, and thank God he did get to see it. And if he had been there, he wouldn't have got to see it. I understand that. There's always some ways to look at it. But he would miss the blessing. He missed the breath of Jesus. He missed the command of Jesus. Even though 8 days later, the Lord showed himself to him and he saw his hands and feet and where the piercing was in his side. He said, my Lord and my God, what a great confession when he did see him. And then Jesus said, blessed them who have not seen yet believed. And that's where it's at. Faith is that way. You don't see it, you believe it. Amen. You will see it if you believe it according to his will. And God will bless that. And that's the good things of God. Listen, John 4 this morning, just a verse or two, and God helped me say something that might help you this morning in this text. Thank God. I'm looking at John 4, a very familiar text. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's times you need Jesus to come through your life. You need Him to come to where you're at. He did when you got saved, but you do need this in your Christian life. Thank God that He comes through and, amen, touches you. Thank God. Look in verse 4. The Bible said that He must needs go through Samaria. He must. It was necessity. It was a must that He go through Samaria. It was. Nobody knew why he was going but himself. Amen. But it was a need that he went by. Thank God, this place of Samaria. Thank God, listen. Going to Galilee, brethren, listen, he went through there. Amen. For one purpose, and that was the woman at the well. Now, we know this text this morning and understand it. Amen. That Jesus, thank God, came to Samaria, which is called Sychar, in verse 5, near the parts of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now, Jacob's well was there. So it was a well that they had hand dug in the day of Jacob. Jacob's well, that's what they called it. And it looked like to me that it was a well that the rain filled it up. It looks like to me that that's where they went and got their water. And she carried a water pot, or something that, thank God, in that, as something that got water, amen, people would take, no doubt they took a rope to lower it to get water out. And Jesus knew the time she'd be there. Most, thank God, people wouldn't go to that hour of the day, amen, that's why, because no doubt she was shameful and also some other things, amen, but it was a woman that went out this time of the day. It was a thing that Jesus, amen, went and sat on this well, and this woman came when he said, thank God, God came and he was sitting on the well being what wearied of his journey. And so he was a man because he got weary of the journey. And he sits on this well, this sits right there, and then the woman comes, which he knew she was coming because he was there for her. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad for he, thank God, came where I was at and sat on my well. And brother, your well ain't got enough. Amen. In fact, there's two wells here. Amen. There's the daily well. Amen. To get water. And there's the eternal well. Thank God from Jesus Christ that you got to have to have. And he sat there. The Bible said, being wearied of the journey, there cometh a woman of Samaria. And he said unto her, give me to drink. Now, it was really against the law of a Jew for a man to talk to a woman like that. And then a Samaritan at that. Because they were they hated that. Amen. Listen, there was hatred and prejudice. Thank God from the Jewish people that they didn't want to have no dealings with them. And that's what it was. And so Jesus, thank God, sits there and he says, give me the drink. And of course, in the book of God, the woman said in verse 9, how is it thou being a Jew and needest to ask me to drink for a drink? And she said here at the end, she said, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. I will tell you something this morning. Thank God, we've limited to the fact that God can deal with anybody, work in anybody's life. And I'm going to tell you this. This woman was an outcast. She was an outcast. Her life was in a wreck and in a ruin. Amen. She had her life had been rough and bad. Jesus knew all about that. Listen this morning. No matter what somebody's been through, thank God, there is, thank God, forgiveness. There is the mercies of God. There is the power of God in helping somebody. Brother, I'm telling you that. I want to tell you here this morning, thank God, there is hope. Amen. And the hope's in Christ. There's hope this morning. The God of heaven lives in us. Amen. And we have that hope in him. But here, the Bible said, Jesus answered and said to her in verse 10, if thou knewest the gift of God. And he could have said it like this, if thou knewest who I was. I am the gift of God. I was sent from God. I came in the world. I God asked God in flesh, but they didn't know that. Hey, you don't know that, friend, unless it's been made known. Amen. Listen, Jesus, even thank God through the scripture, he was, thank God, declared to be God and equal with God. Brother, amen, he was. Thank God, he said, amen, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interprets God with us. Amen. God did take on a human body, like Brother Keith said, and he did live in this world in a human body. Even though he was God and he had not sinned, could not sin, but he did tempt with sin. He was tempted with sin. But brethren, listen. Thank God he come to this woman. Nobody hardly would probably. Amen. She'd been married 5 times with a man that wasn't her husband. That's pretty hard right there. Amen. Hard life, no doubt, dealt wrong. Amen. Some things in her life. And I know people will say, well, she made some wrong decisions. But the fact of it is, we've made a bunch of them too. Amen. In our lives, God had mercy on us. Keith, God had mercy on us. Amen. Listen, this morning, brethren, the most thankful people are them that's experienced the mercy of God. Amen. And know that God had mercy and withheld judgment and withheld his, my friend, thank God, justice. He was just and God is just. But thank God he didn't, amen, punish us for what we deserve this morning. Amen. He gave us life eternal. Thank God through the blood of the Son of God. And brethren, we have justice in his Son this morning because he gave us mercy. Amen. We are just because of him. The justice, thank God, died for what? The unjust. If he would have been just, and he is just toward God, judging me, I'd be in hell today. But brethren, he had mercy on me. And he still has mercy on me. Amen. He has mercy on you this morning. Amen. Listen, you would not be here if it wasn't for the mercy of God. Amen. God withheld his judgment. God withheld my friend the way that I went. And I went down a wrong road. Amen. I went down the road of sin and lived my life the way I wanted to. And this woman had just lived the way she wanted to. That's the way the flesh does. Amen. Alienated, like he said, this word from the life of God. Amen. Listen, lived in the flesh, desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And we were like that, brethren. We lived in sinfulness. We had sinfulness in our heart, brother. Amen. Listen, the old only thing that was good about us was, amen, the grace of God. That's nothing else is. But I didn't know the grace of God. I didn't know, thank God, about this goodness of God that God would have, thank God, this kind of love toward me. Amen. To come to me. And he come to this woman one day. Amen. And he said, if thou knewest the gift of God, thou would ask of me. And I'd give thee a drink of living water. Amen. Living water. What is living water? You gonna give me a definition of living water? Amen. Where you'll never thirst again. I tell you, the living water is Jesus. Amen. That's who the living water is. Thank God, you have to partake of me. He said in John 6, unless you eat my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll have no place with me. Listen, that's a partaking of him. Amen. Listen, the flesh, thank God, he gave his body on Calvary. Thank God, he shed his blood on Calvary. Amen. Listen, that's the partaking of him. Thank God, into your life. Amen. This woman, brother, listen. Thank God, was an outcast Samaritan woman. But she didn't understand nothing about him. In fact, she even said in the scripture, if, when the Messiah comes, he'll restore all things. But brother, he was the Messiah. He said, salvation's of the Jews. In other words, the Messiah, the Messianic promise that you heard, it comes, thank God, for the Jews. Because God chose the Jews. Amen. For that Messiah come through Abraham's seed. And he become, thank God, one. Amen. Of that Abrahamic seed. And brother, I'm telling you this. Thank God, he come for salvation of sinners. Amen. He come to give it to them. I don't know what would the world be like today had we not had Jesus in this world. Had he not died or seen him washed. Had he not rose again the third day. What would you be this morning? Have you ever thought, just said in a thought, hey God, where would I be this morning without him? What would I be doing without him? I tell you what I'd be doing. I'd be doing wrong. Amen. That's better, brother. Listen. I ain't got salvation. It's a one-time salvation. It ain't you got to be saved two or three times. Amen. You got to be saved one time. Somebody asked Brother Mitchell, and he believed once saved, always saved. He said if they once saved, amen. That's the whole thing. Amen. Because that's the way it is, friend. I don't care what anybody thinks. It ain't based on you. It's based on Christ. And he's the living water. He's the one that gives it to us. Amen. He ain't looking. I ain't got to your faults and failures. Amen. Somebody said, I ain't got an old brother told me. He said, listen, I ain't got, he said, Samson in the Old Testament. Amen. He sinned. I'm telling you, he got with the wrong woman. But God still used him to bring forth the power and the will of God. Amen. But when Samson said, I ain't got an old boy said, I see Samson. Amen. Looked at God one day and God, amen, put his name in Hebrews 11. And he said, God, I don't deserve that. He said, that's the way you see it, amen. I'm telling you, are you hearing me? I ain't got no matter our faults and tears and shortcomings, thank God, it's how he sees us. But this morning, it ain't how you see me. It's how he sees me. If I can see you the way he sees you, I'll love you all the time, amen. But if I'm looking for your faults and failures, if I'm looking for what you have done, if I'm looking how you should be, I've never seen you that way. Lord, this is the way I am. Amen. I'm having a battle with sin.
Amen. He, you know what he'll say to you? I know it. Amen. I know it, but I got grace for it. Amen. He knew who she was. He knew she was a Samaritan. He knew she had been married 5 times. He knew she didn't know nothing about worship. He knew all them things. Amen. Listen. He knows this morning everything about you. He knows what you think in your heart. He knows what your mind's saying right now. He knows everything about you. Amen. He knows, thank God, about you this morning. He knew about this woman. Amen. But he still went set on the rail. Amen. I'm telling you, in the nation this morning, how we grade people, how we say this man is this, and this woman's that. Brother, I'm glad God don't look at me like that. Amen. He's seen me this morning outside of the Son of God. He'd say he's one of the worst men to know. He's got sin in his life. He's corrupt, bound, and undone. But in Christ, I'm saved. In Christ, I'm one of his. In Christ, I'm perfect. In Christ, hey, God already made it. It's how you look at it. Hey, God, he sees you as you are. Hey, man, he can't work in you unless you're honest. He can't work in you. Hey, God, unless you just get down where you're in. And show yourself, hey, God, before who you are. I see how to see who she was. But the woman asked you how to see who he was. Amen. That's the way it is. You'll have to see yourself. Amen. The Holy Ghost opened my heart. Show me my sin. Holy Ghost conviction always bring you over what your sin is. Because your sin's in unbelief. You did it ignorant in unbelief. You didn't know, brother, when you knew bless God the Master's will. Amen. It done God been there judgment on that. But I'm telling you this morning, here is that woman. I got caught by a woman at the well. Amen. Listen. And brother, she had a little water pot with her. That's about all you carry. Amen. Unless you got him, you'll keep carrying it. I got down to the well. And listen, it'll only be a little bit. Amen. Just enough to eat. Get that, fix that meal with. Maybe to wash me or whatever the water was for. Amen. You got to go back again. But I'll tell you, I've never had to go back and get saved again. I've never had to go back and get blessed again. Amen. In the salvation that he came to bring. Because salvation's of the Lord. And there is a time he gives it. Amen. There is a time he passes through. There is a time he works in a man's heart. There is a time, thank God, that you get saved. There is a time you get born again. There is a time that you get reconciled. There is a time that redemption, thank God, comes. Amen. In you, and you have the knowledge of him in you. Thank God on an old rugged tree and gave his blood, thank God, for you one time. He went and placed it on the mercy seat. He obtained eternal redemption for us. Thank God this woman didn't know nothing. She had heard of God, maybe her God. Amen. But it wasn't the God that, amen, listen. Thank God that she knew. Amen. She didn't know him, but he knew her. And the whole thing about it is this morning, thank God, he said to her, if you drink of that water, you'll thirst again. Thank God, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water of life that I shall give him, shall never thirst. Amen. Never, 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 never. Never, not one more time. Amen. You don't have to get saved again to drink it. You don't have to get saved again to amen. Listen. Hey, quench your thirst. Amen. The world, my friend, thank God they got every religious well there is. But I'm telling you, He's the well, and God, he's got the water. And brother, listen, he said, I would give unto thee living water. Whosoever drink it, thank God, has everlasting life. It springs up on the inside. And that's where the water is. It's on the inside. It's not on the outside. That well was outside. His well's inside. Amen. The problem ain't the outside. Oh, the problem's the inside. And a man had a deal in his heart. Thank God, listen, this morning, thank God, it's pure water. Amen. Thank God, ain't nothing unclean in the water he gives. Ain't no one thing. Amen. Thank God, if I'm in uncleanness, because I'm looking on the outward well. But thank God, if I look on the inward well, thank God, there's pure water in the inward well. Amen. Thank God for the inward water, brother. It's inward water. I'll tell you this, it's satisfied water. Thank God it satisfied my soul. Amen. Listen, it still does, Brother John. Amen. It still satisfies my soul. You say, preacher, why am I weak sometimes? Because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And it'll be weak sometimes. Amen. Listen, if you sometimes you're weary, Son of God, give it to you. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, you can have it today. You can have satisfaction in your heart, thank God. But if you don't get His water, it'll only be a temporary well. Amen. And I thought that, and I never tried the well. You can't try the well. You got to have the well. Amen. You don't try Jesus. You don't try living for God. You get the living for God because it's in you. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, a lot of people was trying. They said, I just can't live for God. I said, I can't either. In fact, I never have lived a day for God. Amen. He's lived, thank God, through me. Amen. That's the word of life. Somebody said, that man lives for God. You better rephrase it. Amen. You better say God lives for him. Amen. That's not a whole lot better. At least I live for God, that God lives for him. Amen. Listen, he's a living water. Brother, spot. Amen. Thank God, it's a satisfying water. Amen. Thank God, it's a thirst quenching water. Amen. It'll bless your heart. You say, preacher, what do I need this morning? Thank God, you need revival. Amen. I need revival. Amen. You say, do we need something we can feel? I said, that'll help me. Amen. Thank God, I kind of like feeling, don't you? Out there, brother, listen, you go back to your experiences in the Christian life. And every experience you had feeling in it. Amen. Every time, listen, the day you got saved, there was feeling in it. Ain't God, you knew somebody moved in. You know the power of God came in. And the more you grow in grace, the more you see it. And then the more you know you can go to it. And then the more you know you can thank God count it. And then you can't count nothing else. And then you can count on Him. This woman, thank God. Amen. Didn't understand that. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. Amen. Listen. Thank God she got it. Amen. She got it. How'd she get it? He gave it to her. He said this to her. He said, the woman saith unto him, I know the Messiah come, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. You looking at the well. You looking at the water. You looking at the one that satisfies the dying soul of man. He's the only satisfier of the soul. Amen. You see, and I'm included in it like all humanity. We live our life to try to get something to move on us, to excite us, or to help us. But really, the honest truth is, amen, the only thing happens, when it happens by grace. Yeah. This thing happens by grace, Brother Keith. Sure. This woman wasn't looking for it. Amen. You know who Jesus went to? He went to sinners. He went to poor people. He went to people that didn't have nothing, Brother Todd. He said, go get the halt, the lame, the right blind. Amen. All them people didn't have nothing. Amen. They got down to where this at. Amen. Sometimes in life, don't listen. God just had to let you get down to where it's at. You see, that's hard sometimes. It is. But thank God, that's a place to be a good place. Amen. For God to work in you. Whenever things are going good, what's happened to America? We ate up with prosperity. Amen. Listen, what would it be if we lived in this day where you had to go get some water? Amen. That'd be rough. Amen. Thank God, it'd be rough to have to send your wife down. Thank God, to get some water while you have to go out to work in the fields. Hey, go down to the little water pot. Come back to the little water pot. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, it was a whole lot of more faith in them day, brother. Because they had to rain to fill that well up for them people to get that water. Amen. But today we just go to house and turn it on. I'm glad for it. But I'm telling you what's happened in America. She's got so prosperous. And I don't see, I'm just being honest. I don't really see no hope for America unless they hit the bottom. I don't really see a hope for a sinner unless they hit the bottom. Long as they can spend what they got. But listen, I'm going to tell you, when the prodigal spent every dime he had, thank God, got in the hog pen. Amen. He had nothing. Amen. Where'd he look? The Father's house. Amen. He's got bread under the spare pass hunger. Amen. Heavy prayers. Have you heard? heard about that lately. I passed with under. I didn't have any times. Hey, God, what about the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years? Hey, this been all she had. Amen. When she didn't have nothing else, where'd she go? She pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. And she was made whole. I'm getting the only hope we got. Amen. Is somebody. Hey, God named Jesus. Amen. To come where we at. And we're going to have to be in that place. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, when you got saved, you was in that place. Amen. You was in despair. Hey, God, you was in trouble. Amen. Your life was wrecked. Amen. There wasn't nothing on that side. He had to come to you then. He wasn't coming to you while you had your hands full. Amen. And that's what happened. You say, preacher, you think America's going to ever get up? Doubt it. Doubt it. Unless hardships hit. What was shaking today? Tragedy. Hardship. I'm not wanting none of it. But it's what it's going to take. Brother King, listen, let's just be honest. I mean, let's just be frank and honest. We got the Holy Ghost in us. That's why we know we need Him. But we still act because we have you. We don't pray for food. We pray over our food. We don't pray for food. There's little children all over. There's children over the world, Brother Todd. I mean, I know people can play on them pictures, but there's truth, brother. There's you go to some countries and little children's stomachs are swollen up because of disease, and they would be fortunate to just get a piece of bread for a day. Amen. That they'd be fortunate. Amen. I'm telling you, what's happened in America is we got so much prosperity. And you know, can I say it like this? We're good to you, God. Amen. No, God's good to us. Yeah. Amen. Right. God's good to us. Right. And when we get as a nation that we just don't need it no more. Amen. An old fellow said one time, I studied gospel out at a church. Amen. I was a young preacher then. Amen. At a funeral, Brother Todd. And a fellow stood there and all these people drove up. Hey, get in nice vehicles. I'm not preaching against that. He said, they Cadillacs and everything else. And he punched me and he said, why does them people need God? We don't realize that what we've been blessed with in return has brought cursings on us. When's the last time we had to pray for anything outside of something that we can't do? Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Yeah. You know what? I want to see this little boy blessed of God. I want to see him blessed of God. Yeah. If God called him to preach, amen, thank God put him with some old country people somewhere and didn't have much. Where's the people hungry for God? Where's the word, amen, is going out? Amen, thank God I'm here preaching the first demo restroom meetings. And I'm from in Virginia. I preached for my grandpa when he was 11. He wasn't a pastor then. Old Brother Leonard Hall was. The church, below the church was a rest home. And every Sunday, then people would come up with a cane and everything else. Hardly could get up there, brother, listen. In that church, boy, had about 20. Amen. Probably about 15 to 20 was rest home people. Amen. Listen, they didn't have nothing. They was glad that I came. Amen. That's grateful. Amen. Listen, some of them couldn't even hear. Probably don't even know what I said. Amen. But it was good to shake my hand. They enjoyed that. And they really give me a thanks. Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming. I was young, but he wasn't never pastored. But I'm telling this, friend, when people get low, that's when he'll come. When people get humble, that's when he'll come. Not proud, not. Thank God, listen. Amen. All these things. Oh, God, help us this morning. Thank God to get low, friend. Oh, God, bless us this morning. Amen. Thank God with your Holy Ghost and your work. It ain't about possessions, that thing. Life don't consist in them. Even though I've been blessed with them, I'll thank you for it. I'm telling you, friend, listen this morning. If the church, thank God's going to ever have, amen, the Lord to come and sell some people's well, the church, thank God, how they get low with them. I thank God for good health. His shoulders give me a fit. It's been good for me. It really has, even though it's difficult. Been in it for about 3 months or more. I called Brother Dale last night and told him I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I said, I just don't know about driving that far again. It's just hard when you can't hardly lift your hand more than that. And I ain't complaining, but it's just a good thing that the people listen. A lot of times we come in front of these and things we go through is always true, but it ain't always true.
It's always God uses something in our life for the purposes of God, friends. How would you feel, Brother Keith, this morning? And I don't know your health situation, but if you had anyone's health, if you had everything you wanted, if you had a lot of money in your pockets, and everything you had, hey, God, what you wanted in the flesh, and you had all that, would it make you better with God?
Would it make me better with God this morning? What's happened to the church is, you know what, all of Jesus ain't going to poor neighborhoods setting on people's well because we've been married 5 times, living with a man wasn't a husband, nobody would even take her time to even go over there and try to help them. Of a man in Gadara sent a tooth, amen, cut himself. Amen. You know what's happened in our days, women? Amen. We know how to come to church. I said, we know how to come to church. We know how to preach, sing, and teach. But we don't know when he's coming till we get love. And that's where it's at. And listen to me, you can say what you want to, and I know people don't like some things I preach. But the fact of it is, he chose to go to that woman. But you look at the people Jesus chose to go to, Brother Todd. He never went to Nicodemus. Nicodemus comes to him. But the next chapter, he went to a woman that had been married 5 times. One wasn't her husband, she was with him. He went to her. Why? Because she's poor, low, and needy. And tell him this. He said, go out and get the highway. He said, go out and get the poor, the halt, the lame, blind. Go get him. Go get him. Bring him in. He said, thank God. Amen. They said, we have that. He said, there's still room. Go get him. Go out there and get him. Bring him in. They ain't hell come in. Amen. That man has got that land. He ain't going to come in. That man's got that 5 year box and he ain't coming in. That man that's married his wife because he doesn't need to stay with her a good year before he ever goes to war. Thank God. That's still not an excuse to come. Amen. But listen. Thank God. They're telling us this morning. Amen. This woman was needy. Amen. Jesus loved her as she was. Amen. Save her soul. And she came to the town and said, come see a man. Told me everything's every idea is not this to Christ. When the last time somebody said, come see a man. God help Joel Heights, all I can say. And I ain't wanting poverty. I ain't wanting troubles. I like copper and I like convenience. I'm as guilty as you are with it. And I'll tell you what. When you have to have it, that's when you're going to draw near. You're not just going through daily prayers and rituals. When you get down and say, you mother long got sick, Karen, we prayed. None of our hearts are praying. You need to touch your God. The doctors couldn't figure it out. We're going to get down and pray. We ain't just going through this on the Lord's hill. Go, God, please touch the Lord. God, please help us. Your son's at home city. Going through the night with 105 fever. You're going to start finding a place to pray. It ain't just blessing the Lord here on midnight prayers. And that's what's happened. Because what's happened is we don't see many people that's in need today because of the fact of his. Amen. America's a little prosperity. And this woman here didn't have nothing but a little pot to go get some water in. What about the widows in the Bible? Look at the Bible. Just look at the Bible. Read the Bible. Everybody look at it from Old to New Testament. It was always somebody that was sinful. It was always somebody that was in need. It was also always somebody, thank God, that had to have a move of God. Like Jairus' daughter, she had to have a move of God. This is a man of a synagogue, brother. He was the head of the synagogue. He went and got Jesus and said, my daughter lies at home at the point of death. I need you to come to my house. Amen. Listen, he went to the house and raised her up, brother. Listen, that man was a synagogue leader. And I'm telling you one thing, he needed God. Lord, help us this morning. I pray, God, you'd save the souls lost. God of heaven, I pray you'd deal with them. God, I pray you'd sit on their well this morning. Holy Ghost work. God, help me this morning, Lord. God, to get out of this complacent,
mindset, God, and just going through life in a comfort and a convenient way. God, has got to be some help, Lord, from above. Got to be some touch of God in an assembly of believers, Lord. God, these are good people here. Lord, I love these people. They're better than I am. They're good people, Lord. And bless the God. Lord, we want to see a manifestation. Well, God, I want to see somebody saved. God, I want to see somebody saved. I want to see somebody saved. God, I want to see somebody stir to God and help to God, Lord. I want to get myself there. God, I failed you so much. God, I failed you so much. God, I live, God, like you wasn't coming sometime, Lord, and you are coming, Lord. And God, my flesh is weak this morning. God, I need your help. I need your touch. I'm nothing without you. And God, I pray the Holy Ghost, God, might help me. God, please help me. God, I got to get past these natural thoughts. God, I got to get in the spiritual mindset of God, Lord, and walk in this way. Have mercy on us, God, this morning. Touch the hearts of people. Stir our heart to God, Lord, I pray. God, help the church. God, of your blood-bought church, Lord. And Lord, we'll thank you and trust you, God, this morning to help us. Bless us and use the word this morning. God, help us, Lord, to recognize what we need and know, God, it's going to take Christ. God, to do a sovereign act, God, upon somebody, God, no matter what it is. We ask you, God, for your favor amongst our laxness. We'll ask for your favor, God, to help us manifest your power. God, the only thing I care about is your presence in here. God, I care about your presence. Lord, I need it. I got to have it. God, that's what I want. I don't care, God, about nothing else. God, this the presence of God. Everything will be right. It's the presence of God. It's the presence of God. Show up. The house of God, Lord, one more time. In Jesus' name.